Brad Peterson, and I guess you're kind of wearing two hats here. First off, from the farm perspective, you just came back on the operation. Why the decision?
I worked for Land O'Lakes in various different agronomy roles for about 5 years, and I came back to the farm here last April, so I've been here about a little over a year now, and I did that because I like being in production agriculture, crop production. I love being outside and working outdoors and you know, getting my hands dirty and wrenching on stuff. So that was a nice change, and we had made some changes to the farm, expanded so I could be able to come back, and it's working well. So.
You're in a gorgeous valley here. What are some of the unique characteristics, from an agronomy standpoint, of this valley?
Well, it's a very, very interesting valley right here as far as soil types. Where we're standing is the reason why they chose this site for Tent City is because it's a very well-drained soil. It's pretty much sand with gravel under it. So as far as from a production agriculture standpoint, it would be great if we had a pivot on here, but we don't. So, but you go probably a couple 40s that way, and it's wet, heavy black soil that you can't get through. And right up on these hills, it's clay. So
Tent City won't be over there.
No. This is perfect. It's going to be a great site for the show. I mean, you can see today we had rain, and we're still out here, you know. So,
talk about the cropping on the farm.
Cropping, we're running about 750 acres of corn this year. A lot of that will go to silage and high moisture corn for the cows and beef cattle. We have a few hundred head of beef cattle at a couple different farms as well in the local area here. And then about close to 300 acres of soybeans. Some of that will go to livestock as well. We roast some and make meal. And then some will go to cash grain. And about 70 acres of wheat for the show, for the field demonstration side of things, and for straw. And then we got about 500 acres of alfalfa this year, which is more than we need, but in order to facilitate the show, we needed here 70 acres for Tent City. That had to be good established alfalfa, and parking, of course, needed to be well established for the hard travel, and that's over 110 acres there as well.
When you decided to come back on the farm and go through the expansion process, what made you decide upon this level of expansion, the 250 cows?
Well, I guess I would have personally probably gone bigger, but... the thing was, you know, I mean, it's a lot of money to borrow. It's a large investment to make. So to get my parents and to get... Well, it's such a change in management practices, too. Prior to that, we used all silos. We hadn't used any bags or bunkers. So, I mean, getting a hold of that and them being in this watershed, being able to get the permits for the manure pits and the manure handling facilities and some of that stuff, you know, it's tough. So we would figure we'd take it in steps. The barn, the parlor, the pit, the feed pad, everything's big enough to go to 500 cows really easily, and sand separator and whatnot. And the barn is set up, all the excavating is done, everything's ready to add on to both ends of the barn and double the size of the herd real easy. So.
All right, what are your plans for the future?
Well, I'm hoping to really grow our cropping side of things. Get on a couple thousand more acres. We used to run a significant amount more and kind of keep that going, keep the beef cattle going, and the dairy, I'd like to see that grow. You know, it might be 3, 5, 10 years from now before we do add on, but... it'll probably be sooner than later, I would guess.
Do you get much pressure from urban sprawl? I mean, you're getting pretty close to a metropolitan area here.
Yes. The River Falls area is really growing from the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. The people who want a taste of the country come move to River Falls. Well, then all of a sudden it's not so country anymore. And the city limits is on a good side of our property to the north and to the east, so we're right up to the city line, and we've worked well with done a lot of conservation practices and worked well with our neighbors, and we haven't had any issues yet. But you know, it's one thing we're always concerned about is how to keep agriculture and the urban areas working together. So, you know, so far we're coexisting quite well. So.
All right, now you also, of course, are heading up the field demonstration. So what's all on the agenda for this year's show?
We're going to have about 70 acres of wheat grain to harvest, so hopefully we'll have some combines running out there. We'll bale the straw, so we'll have baling demonstrations in the afternoons, and then we'll have tillage in the wheat stubble, so it's a great place for that. We got a couple hundred acres of hay that we'll be doing mowing, conditioning, merging, raking, and then chopping demonstrations throughout the days. Also new this year, we're going to be having an equipment walk around time around the noon hour. So when the equipment's not running out in the field, guys can walk up behind it, you know, see what kind of job it did, talk to the manufacturers and their salespeople and get a good handle of what makes that equipment different from the next one. So that'll be interesting. We've also got bale wrapping and bagging demonstrations going on back by the feed pad during the noon hour. And recently added last week, we'll be doing a drainage tiling demonstration out in the field here as well. So there's some existing lines out in the wet ground on the side of the valley, and they'll be adding on to those lines during the show.
So. Now, most of the field demonstrations will be right around Tent City here.
Yeah. I mean, everything will be pretty close. We lucked out with the way, you know, all this land worked out here. Our neighbors have been very cooperative and whatnot to let us use some of theirs, But yeah, all the stuff will be within, you know, 3/4 of a mile of the heart of Tent City, so.